Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masachet Chulin, Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Bet, at the very, very bottom of the Amud. Continuing with our discussion about Genevat Dat, and relating it back to the issue of meat and Goyim, etc. Huta Bacha Damar Lechavrei. So there was a Shochet who said to another fellow, he had a paisat minai, if you would be appeased for me, meaning he's offering something, Milo Taftielach Mishor Shal Patam, I would give you from this very fatted ox that I have. So he offered him to Avdiet Mol, and I shechted it yesterday. Amarle Achli Mishufer Shufer. He said, I already ate the best of the meat from yesterday. So Amarle Minal, where did you get it from? Amarle Dezavon Ploni Avid Kochavim. There was a certain non-Jew meat broker who sold it to me, and he assumed it was from this guy Shechita. Basafal, he gave it to me to eat. Amarle Trey Avdi. So the Shochet said, I did two yesterday. Vahu Treyfa Avid. The other one that the guy got was a Treyfa. So that threw all of the credibility of this Shochet into question. Amar Rebbe, Bishvil Shoteh Zeh Shasha Shalo Kohogen. This fool acted inappropriately, meaning this Shochet acted inappropriately by giving a Treyfa to a guy without publicizing it. Anu Nasor Kolm Kulin, should we say that now you can never buy from non-Jewish meat brokers who are at the Jewish slaughterhouses? We'll see why Rebbe says it. Rebbe Litameh, Damar Mikulin V'Tabachei Yisrael. If you have a slaughterhouse and the Shochtim are Yisrael, Basarim Sabi Yorav Kochavim Mutar, and you find meat that's held in the hands of the non-Jewish meat broker, it's Mutar. Now, Ikud Da'amri, there's another possibility. Amar Rebbe, Mnei Shotez Zed Di'ichvin Litzarei L'Chavrei. Maybe because this Shochet intended to insult and hurt this other fellow because he didn't take his meat, the one he wanted him to, on a so-called Mekulin. Okay, Tama De'ichvin Litzarei L'Chavrei. But according to this version, the only reason that Rebbe did not declare a ban on all the Mekulin was because this guy was intending to hurt the other fellow, not because he was being sloppy about his Shechita, or his, what he's selling. But Rebbe already said such a case should be mutar. Here it's a little different because we now have reason to think that we know that there's an isur here. So maybe at least this particular meat slaughterhouse should be a problem. Okay, for the fact that this guy was doing it not as laziness or sloppiness, but rather to intending to hurt the other fellow. Okay, Amar Rav, nu halacha. One that has some very interesting ramifications. Basar shekivan shitaleh min ha'ayin asur. Any meat that is not under human supervision for any amount of time, for a certain amount of time, is asur. It's called basar shitaleh min ha'ayin. Meitevei, so watch the challenge. Rebbe Yomer Mekulin Tabachei Yisrael Basar Nitabei Abir Kachavim Mutar. This is challenge number one. The halakha that Rebbe just said. The answer is Nitabei Abir Kachavim Shani. It's in the goy's hand, and that's different. In other words, we mean Basar Shindalei Min Ayin, meaning after it was shechted, this meat is now, nobody's watching it, which means the meat that you take could be different than the meat that you had. And as you saw somebody shecht it, you know it was proper, it's put down. You come back 5 minutes later and nobody was watching it. It could be that some animal took that off and put another one in its place that it looks alike. We'll see how that plays out. Toshma. Tesha Chanuyot Kulan Mochor Basar Shchuta V'Chat Mocher Basar Avila. A very famous case when you have a street where 9 of the 10 meat stores sell proper meat and one sells Nevela. V'Lakach Me'achat Me'en. You went into one and bought one. V'Enio De'Me'ezen Lakach. You forgot which one you went into. Sfeiko Asur. It's Asur because of Kavua Mechza Mechza. V'Nimtza, but you find it in the street. Alech HaCharov. You follow the rove and that means it's Mutar. Which means you have meat that we assume is sitting in a plain brown paper bag. Wrapper, butcher paper, let's say, out in the street, you look around, 9 out of the 10 butcher shops are kosher, you can eat it, even though it was Nitalim in Ayin. The answer is Achanami, and Sabi Yarov Kochavim. This is talking about meat that was found in the hand of a goy. It wasn't sitting on the street alone. Some goy was sitting there holding it. Toshma, Matzaba Basar, if you found, and this is a Mishnah Taharot about a town where you have Jews and non-Jews living together, if you found meat there, Halecha Charov Tabachim. If it's raw meat, so you see what are the majority of the tabachim, kosher, you can eat it, non-kosher, you can't. Ve'im mevushal, if the meat is cooked, halecha charov ochle basar, then you gotta see, most people who do cooking or who eat meat, are they Jewish or non-Jewish, and that's how you'll define it. Ve'chitei macharamim tzav yarok v'dei kochavim, and you're gonna try to say the same thing, that it's found in some non-Jew's hand, and that's why you're not gonna call it basar shnadlei min ayin. So mevushal, halecha charov ochle basar, then why would you follow rov if it was somebody's hand? Nechse, Yidov Kochav Nakilei, the Yisrael Nakilei. See who's holding it. Whoever's holding it, it should be who's theirs. The case is where you saw somebody drop it, but you don't know who he is, which means it never left somebody's eyes, his eyes, then your eyes, but you don't know who the guy is. You have to use rof. Okay, toshma. This is a mishnah that first talks about what happens if meat is found in the azara, how we define it. What if it's found out in the countryside? Avarim nevelot. Any limbs are considered to be a nevela, because the only reason a limb would be found like that is if it was a nevela, so they threw it out. Chatichot, but if it's cut up pieces, mutarot, because it's, the area is mainly Jewish, and therefore we assume that this was from a proper animal, they cut it up into pieces, and they lost some. You're going to say that this is again a case. Now here, it's clearly not in somebody's hands, it's found. But you're going to say it's a case where you saw it fall? So, Evarim nevelot amai, then why should the Evarim be nevelot? Look at who the rove is around. If the rove is Yisrael, then even the limb should be okay. So, Midiyu time el Rav, but we're asking according to Rav. So, Rav is the author of Basar Shnud Lemin Ayin. Hayit Ma'ala, Rav Mar, Mutarot Mishum Nevela. He says that what the Mishnah says, Chatichot Mutarot, doesn't mean you can eat them. It just means it's not a Nevela. It's not Mitameh. But you can't eat it. Well, Levi Amar Mutarot Pachila. Levi reads in the Mishnah that you can actually eat it. So now Rav's position fits, because he says if you find chatichot out there, you can't eat them. We just don't judge them to be in a velam because of the way that they're cut. Okay, Vahadu Rav, this halacha of Rav about Masan Tolim and Ayin, Lav Eferush Itmar, was not said explicitly by Rav. El Michal Itmar, we inferred it from something that happened. Why? The Rav Aviyatim Mabrad Yishtatit, he was sitting on a bridge in this place over the Yishtatit. Chazalu Gavra Dahave Ka Mchave Resha. He saw a fellow who had the head of an animal and was trying to clean it. Nafamina, it fell out of his hands into the water. Azal Aiti Silte, he brought it like a net. Shada Asik Train, he came up with two heads. So Rav, Avdina Miyachi, something such a thing can happen. Asrina Niyala, he said, both of them are Asur to you. Now, Amarav Khan of Rav Asil Rav, so they turned to Rav and said, the Sur Shchichi. Why do you think that? Because all we have around here are animals that are not kosher, and therefore this head must have been from some other non-kosher animal, or not properly slaughtered. The Thera Lo Shchichi? So Amarav, the Sur Shchichi, it's right. There's more Easter than Heter here. So that's how we say, Basar Shnat Lemin Ayin Asur, because it was out of the guy's, surveil, if you will, and surveillance, and then when he got back, it may have been something else, and we don't know if it's okay. But what do you care if we heard it directly from Rav or inferred it? The answer is, as we saw before with Shmuel, if you infer it, you may have inferred wrong. Parvata do'ov de kochavim have. This was a non-Jewish port. Most of the people are not Jewish. Because Rav said to his students, there's more Easter here than Heter, that's why. Which means that perhaps you could interpret this case as not being a passage in the Lehman Ayin, but simply a Rov case. In any case, we do have Rav's statement. El Rav Hechi Achal Bisra, how could Rav himself eat meat? Because they have the problem of passage in the Lehman Ayin. You come into a store, you don't know where that meat's been. The answer is Bishata Dlo Alim Einemine. If he's there for the Shechita, he keeps his eye on it the whole time. See, Bait Eima, but Sayra Vachatuma, he could have some sort of a seal on it or a tie on it. Vinam Misimana, or he could cut the meat in a certain way, so you know that's the meat. We had this much earlier. Kihado Amarbachavuna, Machatech Leatat Karnata. He would, cut the meat on all three corners, but not on the fourth corner, and therefore when it came to the house, you know that was exactly the cut of meat. So again, the problem is not that something may have happened to the meat in the meantime, but it may not be the same meat that you saw getting shechted. Now, Rav Avi Ka'azel of Rav, this is a fascinating story because it involves Basaj Nalim and Ayin, but also a whole other area of halacha. Rav Avi Ka'azel of Rav Hanan Chatnei. He went to Rav Hanan, who was his son-in-law. V'chazi mavad ka'ati lapeh. He saw that the fairy was coming as if to greet him, was coming at the right moment. Mamavad ka'ati lapeh, it's coming to me. Yomatav alanu. Up, Abagav. There's obviously going to be a good day. He saw it as a good omen. Azal Kamabava, he came there, he came to the door. Odik Bevaza Dadasha, he peeked through a crack in the door. Chaza Chayuta Dadali, he saw some meat in the house hanging. They're preparing it. Tarfa Baba, he knocked on the door. Nafuk Atu Kuli Amalape, everybody came out to greet him. This is Rav. Ata Tabachinami, even the cook who was preparing this meat came out to greet him, which means, by the way, nobody is watching the meat. Lo alim Rav ein mine. So Rav kept his eye on the meat the whole time, through while they were greeting him. Amalu iku hashta. He said, if I weren't here now, sfitu lahu isur levne bat. You would be feeding isur to my daughter's son. Meaning they're saying, he was saying, you guys aren't careful about basarshin taliminayin, and my grandson, who's your son, you'd be feeding non-kosher food to. So lo achal Rav mehu b'isra. Rav refused to eat from that meat. So my time. It can't be Meshumi Ilume because it was Barsachna Lema Halo Ilim. Rav kept his eye on it. Ela Danachish. The answer is he felt bad that he had taken an omen. When he saw the fairy coming to him, and he had kind of seen it as an omen and acted sort of based on that, so he felt bad and his son of a sense of guilt. He didn't eat. There are two famous cases in Tanakh. Truth is, there are more, but two famous cases in Tanakh with people who sort of put out signs and say, "I'm going to act based on this sign." Avram's slave in Bereshit Chafdalid says, "If a girl comes out and offers drink and to my camels, that's the one I'm going to take as a wife to Yitzchak." And Yonatan says in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yudalid says to his weapons carrier, "If the police team tell us to stand still, then we will. But if they say come here, we know we're going to win." So he said, any nachash that's not like that is eno nachash, which is read very differently by some, by Rishonim, big famous machlok between the Rambam and the Ravid, as to whether that means the only prohibition is if you make it, that you're in advance gonna act based on something that will happen one way or the other that's out of your control, like a girl giving water or the plishtim responding a certain way, or, but in any case, however you interpret it, that should not be a violation here, because all Rav did was say, the fairy's coming to me, that's a good sign. So why was he upset? The answer is that wasn't what upset him, and that's not why he didn't have the meat. Ela su'udat tarashut havai. The meal was not a su'udat mitzvah. V'rav lo mitana mi'su'udat tarashut. Rav refused to participate in a public meal that was not su'udat mitzvah, like a brit, or a wedding, or a siyum of some sort of celebration. Now Rav badi p'mav. Rav used to check Bumavra, meaning that he would say if the fairy, we saw the fairy was a siman. Shmuel Badik Pasafra. Shmuel used to flip through books and see where it would land out and see what pasuk was there or what halacha was there, and that would tell him what he should do or kind of give him a good sign. Rabbi Yochanan Badik Biyanuka. This is the most famous thing we find throughout Shas and Midrashim of all sorts of people who would check with a kid, meaning I'd ask a kid, what pasuk did you just learn? And the kid would tell him and say, aha, that tells me A and B and C is going to happen. The famous case with Mordechai meeting the kid who says, Utsu Eitzav Tufar, etc. Kulu Shani Derav. Now here's a story about Rabbi Yochanan with the Yanuka. As long as Rav was alive, Avikatav Le Rabbi Yochanan, the Kadim Rabbeinu Shebevavel, Rabbi Yochanan would write letters to him and preface them to our rabbi, our master in Bavel. Kenach Navshe, you know, Rav predeceased Shmuel. Havikatav the Shmuel, so Shmuel was the man to write to. He said, the Kadim Chavreinu Shebevavel, to our colleague in Bavel. He didn't call him his master. Amar Loyadu Limidi de Rabbeinu? What, is there nothing I know more than him that I'm not his master? Katav Shadale Ibor to Shitin Shani. So Shmuel had to prove his mettle, as it were, to Rabbi Yochanan. So he wrote the astronomical calculations for the next 60 years of Ibor Shana. So Rabbi Yochanan said, so he knows math, he knows astronomy. Katav Shadale Tlesar Gamli Sfeki Trefata. So he sent 13 camels, each of them with an animal over its back with a suffix trefa. So then Amar Itli Rav Bavel. Now Rabbi Yochanan said, this man really knows Torah, and he says, I have a Rav. Ezalach Zeh, so let me go meet him. Amar Yanuka, so he met a kid and said, and this is why we have the story here, Psokli Psukacha, let's hear your Pasuk that you learned. Amar Ushmuel Mate. So the Pasuk that the kid had was from the beginning of the story of the necromancer, which says that Shmuel had already died. So Amar Shmuel Minah, Nachrav Shede Shmuel. So Rabbi Yochanan said, the reason this kid told me that pasuk is because our Shmuel, not Shmuel and Avi, our Shmuel must have just died. There's no point in going to see him. But Velohi, this gets even better, because really Shmuel hadn't died. Lo Shachiv Shmuel. Alakiyachin lo vitrach Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, Hashemayim, they didn't want Rabbi Yochanan to trouble himself too much and go. So they sent the message, Kilu Shmuel's dead. Okay. Now I have several braitot about about this issue of Nichush. Tanu Shimon Elazar Omer, Bayit Tinok V'Isha, sorry, one braita, Afa Pisha Ein Nachash Yesh Siman. So when somebody builds a new house and something good happens, or a baby is born, or he gets married, something good happens, that's not Nachash, that's not divination, but it could be a Siman Tov. So Elazar Ehudit Chazek Latazini, that's only if it happens three times, you see a pattern that when you build a house, then these good things happen, so it's a good siman. What does Yaakov say when they want to take Binyamin down to Mitzrayim and Shimon's already being held hostage? He says, Yosef's gone, Shimon's gone, you take Binyamin, then I have completed all of my trials and tribulations. So to say three times is sort of a demonstration that the matter is firm. We come back to the issue of basar nalei minayim. What if you have meat that's in a net and or tied together? So Malay, Alti Shotel, what a foolish question. Charuzin is a siman. That's a great siman that it's the same meat you had before. Why would you wonder? It's, of course it's good. Or else Rav just said it straight ahead, not as a response. Rav Nachman Ardea equal Lagabe Rav Kahana. He went to Rav Kahana in Pum Nahara. Pamala Yom Kippur, he went there Erev Yom Kippur. Atu Orve Shadu Kavdiv Kulyata. And as he was coming, some ravens came and dropped some meat. So Amalei, Rav Kahana said to him, Shkol v'achol, you could eat it. Why? Ha'in da'tera shchiach tfei. Right now in our town, there's more kosher meat being slaughtered and cooked than there is non-kosher meat, because Erev Yom Kippur, and we have a big meal. And therefore, Rove, based on Rove, this meat is okay. And that, by the way, seems to be the whole issue of Basar Nitalei Minayim. Maybe a bird took it and replaced it with something else. V'chiyab ravin itpadlei karkasha beidana. This Rav Chiya bar Avin lost a piece of meat among the barrels of wine in his wine cellar. After the coming of Ravuna, he came to Ravuna because he found it and said, "Can I rely that this is the same one?" Ilach simana begave. He says, "Do you have a siman on the meat?" Amar lelo. Ilach tviut ena begave. But can you recognize it? Amar lein. He says, "Im kain zil shkol." So you could take it. Now we have another story like this. Chanina hochaza itpad le gave de bisrei. He lost a piece of meat. Atal came to Rav Nachman. He came to Rav Nachman. He asked him the same thing. Idach siman begave. You have a siman. Amarle lo. Idach tviut ena begave. But you have recognition of it. Amarle in. So im kain zil shkol. If so, then go take it. Rav Natan bar Abaye itpad le kivur de tchelta. It was some tchelet that he had. Some yarn that some wool that had been dyed tchelet, and he was worried that it now had been lost. And what he found was now not real tchelet. Remember that from Menachot, the call of Elon. Atal kamer Rav Chista. Amar le idach simana begave. Do you have a simana? Amar le lo. Idach tviut ena begave. But you recognize it? Amar le in. Im kein zil shkol. So it applies also to that. Amar Rava. So now Rava says, as a summary to this, Mereisha avi amena simana adit mitviut ena. I always thought that a siman is a stronger argument for identification than recognition of the by the owner. Why? If somebody has an aveda, we return it to him as he can provide simanim. But we do not return it based on tviyut ha'ayin when a guy says, "I recognize it." Except tamin chacham, he's tamin chacham, shemachzirin lo aveda b'tviyut ha'ayin. Hashtu shavatinu v'hanishmata. But now that I heard these halachot, amena tviyut ha'ayin adif. I see tviyut ha'ayin is better. And the ilo temachi, and I'll prove that it's right that tviyut ha'ayin is better. Heach sumam mutar bishto. How can a blind man ever have relations with his wife? He doesn't, and he can't tell who she is. The answer is he recognizes her by her voice. That's also tviyut ayin, even though it's not the ayin. How could anybody have relations with his wife at night? I love a tviyut ayin of the kola. He recognized the voice. So that must be it. Yitzhak Beredo Rosh Hashaya. He has another proof. Teda the ilu ati betray. If two witnesses would come, viamri, plonya dai simone vai simone, this guy who is 6 feet tall and has a dimple on his chin or a simonim, katal nafshi, killed somebody. Lo katalina, we don't kill somebody based on that claim. Ve'ilu amri, itlach tviyut ena begave. If they say we recognize that's the guy, katalina, we'll kill him. So in other words, tviyut ayin is a better testimony. Rashi Tedai brings another proof to Ilo Marle Inish the Shluche, and that's a proof just from common life. If you tell somebody, call ye the Plony, go call Plony, Tai Simone Vai Simone, he's 6 feet tall and he has red hair, gives him Simonim, Sofik Yadale, Sofik Lo Yadale, he might find, he might not know who he is. Vilu Itle Tviut Eina Begave, but if the guy recognized, knows him, then Kichazi Le Yadale, he'll certainly know him. Okay, I'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast, where we have a relatively short piece to do until Amud Bet, and then we're going to begin a very long piece that is very, very central to the laws of Ta'aruvot and of Isur Heter. But in the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.